Hello?
Hi, this is Tracy Douglas.
Oh, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. I wasn't expecting you for another hour.
I'm sorry about that. My looping got pushed back for this afternoon, so the only time that I had to call was right about now. Is this going to cause a problem for you?
Okay, can you hold on? My phone's dying here.
Right on.
I need to switch to a new one.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, first question.
Okay.
Are you having as much fun watching the show as you are acting in it?
Absolutely. I don't get a chance to see Paolo and Cristana and Daniel work so much, so when I get to watch the show, it's like I get to watch it with a fresh eye. I'm so bad at things like directing and seeing how the shot's going to come out that watching it really is a blast. Almost as much fun as making it.
Okay, I'm trying to do this from memory here, sorry.
No problem, take your time. I've got a little while. I'm sorry to put you on the spot like this, but...
Okay, did you play the Mortal Kombat games or watch the movies before this?
Yes, I did. I used to play the Mortal Kombat games when they first came out, the first Mortal Kombat, and then after that I just kind of got too busy to play the games, and I saw the movies because at the time my brother was a big Mortal Kombat freak, and he wanted to take me to go see him, so we did. You're really cool. The first one was a lot of fun. The second one sucked.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
At least with the show, it's more like the first one, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. And we're really finding our legs. I mean, like, I think the first nine shows, we were just trying a whole bunch of different things. And they wanted to see which direction they'd be going and who would, you know, get the most interest. And I think now they've really found a good groove to work in. So it just gets better. The shows are just getting better and better.
Yeah, they can write their own storyline without worrying about if it's right or not.
Exactly. And I know that some of the storylines, people were saying, oh, well, Sub-Zero could, or I think it was Scorpion couldn't be around then.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like, well, you know, they have to take their liberties so that people can get to see the characters that they want to see in the show.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, what kind of movies do you usually watch?
I like comedies a lot, I have to say, like Something About Mary. And I like science fiction a lot, as long as it's good science fiction.
Yeah.
There hasn't been any, like, really good science fiction out lately, you know?
Yeah.
I'm really excited to see Star Wars. Every time the trailer comes on, I get so excited.
One of my favorite sci-fi movies is Planet of the Apes.
Oh, of course. The whole series rocks.
Yeah. The first one was the best, though, because it had the most interesting messages and everything.
Yeah, there was a movie, a whole set of movies that was just so socially forward-thinking. It's unreal.
Okay, what about TV shows? Is it the same? Comedy? Sci-fi?
No, television shows. Well, I watch The X-Files. There's only two television shows besides ours that I watch. I watch The X-Files and I watch Ally McBeal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those are the only ones, really.
Not South Park?
I started watching NYPD Blue, though, too, because of Rick Schroeder. Have you been seeing that?
No.
He has been doing a really good job, so it's kind of interesting to catch up on.
Have you ever seen South Park?
Oh, yes, I've seen South Park. You know, I was in Los Angeles when that Christmas card thing came out.
Yeah.
And
Jesus for Santa?
Yes. And one of my agents was one of the ones who got one of those as a Christmas card. He brought it home and showed it to us, and it was so damn funny. I howled the whole way through it. It was great. Yeah, I'm a South Park fan. Definitely. Cartman's my favorite.
I like Kenny because he's always dying. Did they show the movie on the internet so that anyone can download it now?
I don't know. Can you do that?
Yeah, that's how I saw it.
Ah, I see. Now we've got the videotape, so.
Lucky.
It's pretty cool.
Where are you? Orlando?
Yeah, we're in Orlando. At the Disney MGM Studios.
Did you live there before? Is that how you got a part with the show?
No, I lived in Los Angeles, and I auditioned. My agency set me up with the appointment, and I auditioned, and then got the role through auditioning for Larry, the executive producer.
Oh, so you were already in movies before this?
Well, I'd done guest starring roles on television, like I was on Hanging with Mr. Cooper and Michael Hayes and Malcolm and Eddie. I was on As the World Turns for a while. And, but I've done a lot of screen testing for movies, but not a whole lot of movie work, more television.
Do you think you could get me a part with the show?
I don't know. You have to talk to the casting director about that. I can't get anybody parts with this show. Unfortunately, us actors don't have a lot of pull in that department.
Oh. But what do you have a pull in? How the story goes?
Yeah, Larry is really cool because he likes our input on what's going on. If we feel comfortable with what's happening to our characters, what we do and what we don't like, what we'd like to see more of, it's a nice give and take. It's not always heated, you know. It's not always like, oh, what we say goes at all like that. But he listens and he'll take it into consideration, and sometimes there are concessions made and sometimes there aren't.
Yeah, one thing I didn't like with your character was in one episode they showed her as Shao Kahn's spy.
Yes.
And then another time, she was like Shang Tsung's slave.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Vorpax is trying to work everybody. She's doing... In the episode that we just finished shooting, you'll find out why.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's kind of sucking up to everyone.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, did you hear the other interview I did?
No, I didn't.
Okay, it's on my website.
Yeah, I wanted to get the address of that.
Okay, I emailed it to you. It was in my SIG file.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get that.
Well, sometimes the mail servers just block it out because it's so long.
Okay.
I'll just send you the regular address.
Yeah.
I think this interview went a lot better than the other one.
Oh, cool.
I tried, but I was just too tired last time.
Aww.
Okay, well, that about wraps things up.
Oh, cool.
Thanks a lot.
No problem. You take care.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.